This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I want to talk about something that I've done a little research on, but not a lot, but at least I think the research that I've been able to look on is kind of somewhat disturbing to me. And it's not really disturbing, super disturbing, but disturbing enough to where I feel like I need to use my platform to talk about it. I know some people who work in the daycare industry. Childcare, daycare industry. A lot of small businesses, a lot of small business persons who started their own childcare, daycare businesses. Churches, you know, private businesses, even some, industry corporations, have daycares, for their workers, which is a great idea, but one thing that, and I kind of Googled it, a couple of days ago and said, what's the median income for child care or daycare worker? And when the number popped up, it just kind of blew me away. It really shocked me, to be honest with you. That I think the median income for a daycare or child care worker was right around $24,000 to $25,000 a year. I want you to hear that. $24,000 to $25,000 a year. I'll say it one more time because I just want to make sure everybody heard it. $24,000 to $25,000 a year to take care of our future, to protect our future, to babysit and teach our future. The median income is around $23,000 to $25,000 a year. The only reason why I'm bringing that up, only reason why I was just kind of looking at, I was looking at this whole thing with Russell Wilson. He got released from the Broncos, right? And I don't know. I was just watching that, and I saw where. It's like he's guaranteed like $45 million in his contract. No matter what happens, he's guaranteed. It could be more, but I thought I saw where he's guaranteed $45 million. And ain't mad at none of the brothers and sisters out here who are gifted and can play sports. God bless them. Go on with your bad self. Keep doing what you do. It's obviously a very popular entertainment. I got my hand raised. You can't see it, but my hand is raised. I love football. I love basketball. I watch baseball. Even watch soccer sometimes, and kind of getting used to watching little hockey and all that stuff. And those folks, they make great money. They make great livings. Can I add another category? I like watching actors. I like watching TV. I like watching movies. I like watching all that stuff. I enjoy it. I love some good Tom Hanks movie. I love some good Denzel Washington movies. I love some good Julia Roberts movie. I enjoy it to death. I can sit and watch TV. Also, don't get me caught up in a series. You might have me sitting down for hours and hours and hours. Love it to death. Ain't mad at none of these folks for their talents and their gift and the money that they make. More power to them. But can I just throw this at you? All of those people, all those athletes, all those movie stars, at one time or another, they were young enough where they were possibly in a daycare or childcare, and there were some folk that took care of them, that protected them,
that made sure they got a meal, that made sure they taught them how to read and how to write. And, you know, back in the day when we were growing up, it was reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, taught them those values and protected them and watched over them. And as they grew and found out that they had a talent or a gift and they were able to get out here and expose it. But I don't know. And I don't get to know these stories of all these stars and all these other people. But I don't know if they go back and they bless those folk or they help contribute to the upkeep, the whatever. I don't know what's going on. I guess I'm bringing this out as a question, is that why is it that some of the most important people, professional people in this world, don't get paid what they're owed? Don't get paid for the most valuable commodity or the most valuable, let me do it this way, the most valuable gift that God gives us. And that's the children, a child. The Bible says that children are a gift from God. And we show how much we value them by how much we pay the people that we use to take care of them. And we don't pay them nothing. But we'll go advocate about the books that they read. We'll fight gun laws, not really protect them. Matter of fact, there are people out there wanting teachers to carry guns. Forget about educating the kids. Forget about, you know, making sure their minds are right. Forget about reading, writing, and arithmetic. We want you to be armed and take your focus off what really needs to happen. Educating, caring, protecting. And I'm just trying to figure this thing out, that will we ever, what generation can get it right? What group, what politicians, what government, what communities, what citizens, what corporations are willing to say, hey, we value these teachers more than just $25,000 a year. If we can pay a movie star $80 to $90 million a year for their gift, and we can pay a professional athlete, you know, $100 to $300 million a year or a season. And matter of fact, we're now even paying college players now. There are college players now who are millionaires. And guess what? Some of those college players were in somebody's daycare, in somebody's child care. They were being taken care of. But we only paying those teachers. And I'm not. And listen to me. I'm talking about child care and daycare. OK, let's go to elementary school and middle school and high school. Those teachers are not getting paid enough either. You've got a kid right now that's in high school, that's on their way to college, that's got potential to be a professional athlete, that at one point in time, somebody had to take care of them before they got into the first grade and the second grade, all the way up through the 12th grade. And then when he got in the first grade, those teachers, you know, their income is not high enough either. And nobody, you know, and this is what I noticed, though. This is why I'm bringing this up, is because I don't see anybody ever talking about this. If you can get the ear of somebody who has more public access than I have, tell them to talk about why people who teach our future don't get paid. And let's keep talking about it until they do. I don't know what the amount is. Be honest with you, I wish a teacher could get paid. You know, I don't care if there was daycare or childcare. I wish they can get paid at least $100,000 a year, if not more. Wait a minute. Let me be real, though. Let's be realistic. I would love it if the starting pay for someone who was in childcare, daycare, I wish the starting pay was at least. Can you imagine telling a young person, say, you know, 20, 21, whatever, that, hey, because of the fact that you want to work with young people, because of the fact that you want to help us, you know, teach and care and protect these young people, you know, we're willing to start you out with at least $1,000 a week. Could you imagine what that would feel like? Because not only is that person protecting and caring and teaching that child, but it also affords them to be able to live a decent life, or afford them to be able to, you know, progress. Maybe they have aspirations of being that middle school or junior high or high school teacher. And that money will help provide them to get that type of education they might need. I need for us to start talking about that. There are groups of people out there right now that say all they do is talk about they're doing this for the kids. They're taking books out of the library. They're taking books out of the schools. They're doing all this stuff for the kids. You know, at the end of the day, they're doing that for them. It's a political move. It's another way to brainwash people. But paying people what they're owed, or letting people who are really valued, the people who create the future, who help push the future in the right direction, shouldn't they get paid fairly too? Shouldn't they make a better than decent wage? Shouldn't they? I mean, they're only taking care of our kids, right? I mean, you know, and then we say how much we value them. I mean, I'm confused, I guess. I'm somewhat confused. And I just noticed that it never comes up in conversations. I don't never see publicly that it's being talked about. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, preacher. I never see anybody in powerful positions ever talk about this kind of stuff. You know, why aren't these educators, whether it's childcare, daycare, on up through elementary, middle, high school, why aren't they making millions of dollars too? Why aren't they set up to live comfortably too? They're raising our future. We got to, you know, it's still early, folks. It's still early in 2024. We still got time to turn this thing around. You know, call your local government, call your legislators, call your congressmen, call your senators and say, hey, what are you all doing about taking care of our young people, taking care of the people who take care of our young people, who teach our young people? We want to see some salary changes. We want to make sure that 23 to 25,000 medium income for them taking care of the most precious commodity goes up to 60 to 70 to 80,000 medium income. We can do everything else, but we can't do enough for our future. We do it in words. We do a lot of talking. I guess that's one thing I can say about us American folk. Now, if you want us to go into a contest about talking a lot of bull crap, we can do that. We'll win that, hands down. But if you want to talk about doing something real, being real about some stuff, we kind of fail that test a little bit too consistently. We're not winning the real game, that's the untold real game, is the game of life. And in the game of life, everybody matters. And that's what's real. When you get to that place, when you realize in the game of life that everybody matters, that's when things start to change for the better. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Peace.